And now it's just coming up to 11:32 and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Michelle Rawlings, who is the chair of the Rotary Kelvedon Hatch and Villages. So very good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to be there.
Great. And we share the same amazing name. I'm Michelle as well.
Yes, we do. Yours with two L's, mine with only one L.
That's it. Now, it's great to talk to you. So tell us about some of the history, first of all, about the Rotary Club, which is based in Kelvedon Hatch and Villages.
Well, Kelvedon Hatch and Villages Rotary Club was created about 13, 15 years ago. I have been with Rotary for now about 13 years. We are actually a satellite club of Ingerston. Ingerston Rotary is our mother club, if you want to, until we raise a certain amount of people, like 20, and then we can have our own chapter and be on our own.
Yes.
But that's where we are. And we, only about 14 of us, and a very active little group. And even some will describe us as punching above our weight.
Yeah.
So here we are, and we have ability to think out of our own box. So we always find a way to get ourselves out of trouble if we can. And at the moment, we are, as we all know, into the pandemic. So we had to think out of our box a bit, out of our comfort zone.
What made you get involved with Rotary in the first place? What drew you to the Rotary?
It was through a friend of mine. Actually, it was my partner, which was decided to create it with others, and got roped in, basically. And I grew to like the companionship of the club, and also what the aim was, to give. You know, you have to come in life and be able to give and be compassionate. Learn compassion, and then you find yourself as well.
Yeah.
So that's why I decided to join and continue Rotary Club.
And you do, normally the Rotary Clubs, they do meet on a regular basis, don't they? I mean, it isn't just like turning up somewhere once every couple of months.
No, we meet. We've got one business meeting once a month, which is a Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month.
Mm.
And then we have the following, what you call a social meeting. A social meeting, there could be anything. We could have a mini meetings to highlight a few points, or which is, we also go like to a, have to go to a pub or to a drink or to, you know, visiting something, or the theatre, or whatever. This is the social, because the club is not just to raising money for the needy. It's also the charity belong and start in the club to be together. Lots of people are on their own and welcome to go to a social meeting once a month, which is always sacrosanct in the diary. So we have that to look forward.
Yeah.
And yes, it's a very human approach to club.
What type of charities does the Rotary help? Is it across the board?
It's across the board, but we, as our satellite club, we prefer to do local charity.
Mm.
That's what we do. Local charity we're good at. But we are bound to do at least one international charity a year.
Yeah.
And this year was a charity was Mercy Ship. I don't know if you know anything about Mercy Ship. No,
please.
It's very good.
Please let us know. Tell us about it. Tell us about it.
Mercy Ship is basically an hospital ship, and is crewed by a team of volunteers from up to about 40 nations. And everyone there gives their time and expertise for free. So this ship does not only take doctors and nurses, you don't need to be a retired doctor or you could be an active doctor, or you could be also just one out of university. But they don't only take doctors and nurses. It is actually what we say, it's a small city, actually. If you could describe the ship, it's a small city with cooks and teachers and receptionists and mechanics and everyone is equal, so everybody has got a value to the ship.
Yeah.
And this particular ship goes around the coast of Africa, but doesn't anchor at the border of the any particular countries like Senegal or Gambia or wherever they go. They stay a couple of miles in within the waters and ferries the sick to the ship and treat them there.
Yeah.
So there's no connection with any political interests.
Now, with COVID, a lot of charities, right the way, then that's, you know, across the UK, have found it very, very difficult to, you know, with organising events. So how have you guys continued? What events have you got coming up and how have you had to change them?
Well, you know, the show got to go on, as we say. To overcome really the inevitable cancellation of all our local organised venues and try to rekindle that capability of safely raise funds, we have embraced technology, basically. And we have signed up on two online virtual Christmas fair opportunities, which are coming up now. One of them is, do you want to know? Yes.
Oh, yes, yes,
called,
yes.
Yeah, of course. As one is called Brilliant Little Brands. And KHB, as we like to be referred, will benefit with a percentage on everyone's sales during the 2 weeks we've signed up, which are coming on live on Thursday, the 23rd of November to Thursday, the 8th of December. All sales done during this particular 2 weeks, a percentage will go to our Sojourn charity. So, and any repeat orders for a year as well, which is good as well.
Yeah.
The other one, that's forever. The other one is called an easy fundraising page. And this site will encompass a wide range of products from car insurance, for example, holidays when we can go, building materials if you need to do some repair or decoration to your house, you can find anything there. And, of course, multinational shopping retailers such as our favorite, nation favorite, like Marks & Spencer or John Lewis, for example. And then you can arrange also your weekly shopping and all your purchase, we will be benefits of a small percentage on that.
Right.
But I got to say those two sites are safe and free.
Yeah.
So there is no commitment from whoever signs up in there, even if they never buy anything.
Yeah.
That's, you know, the moment they sign it, we get a percentage as well. So it is important that everybody sign it.
And if you do want to find out, if you want to find out more, if you go to at Rotary KHV, that's your Facebook page. And you've also got the virtual Santa run as well.
Yes, yes, which will, you'll find that on the emails on the Rotary KHV or on the Twitters or Facebook as well. So you can all find us there and how to get there as well.
Yeah.
The fundraising and the brilliant little brands.
Yes.
But you see, the problem with, as I said, the show must go on. This is the problem where we are at the moment. It was our best way to get, and the safest way to get, to reach to the public was through technology. We had to embrace technology. Now, I'm afraid the new normal dictates at the moment that for the foreseeable future, most organizations will have to go and embrace technology or prepare to die, sadly.
Yes,
yes. I mean, you can look around and watch activities. If you watch activities around, it's unbelievable what can be achieved with technology. You know, you've got online action, you've got online concert, you've got virtual half marathon with medals, you've got everything, speaker online, even doctor's appointment you've got to do online. I mean, it's a bit sad because I like the human interaction in between by the public. I like to see people smile, nice, but I hope it come back. It will come back.
Yes. Sure. Fingers crossed it will. It definitely will. And we can get out into, like, a, you know, gatherings and hearing that rumble of a crowd, or, you know, when you're putting on events and you've got lots of people about. Now, the virtual Santa run is, if you have a look, there's loads of different information. But if you go to @RotaryKHV, you'll be able to find all the details there for the Rotarians of Kildren Hatch and Villages. So it's been lovely to talk to you, Michelle. What are you up to for the rest of the day?
I must probably go for a walk. And there's not much to do. I was going to do some gardening, but it's raining and wet, so I think I'll leave that, give a pass for that.
Yeah.
I usually like to do, I like dancing, but I'm afraid we can't dance anywhere.
No.
we just have to just listen to music and just read a bit and that sort of things, and voila.
Yes, and just try and keep ourselves occupied. I'm lucky because I come in to do a radio show. Otherwise, I think I would have gone round the twist.
Yes,
round the twist by now.
That's right.
Sitting at home talking to myself. It's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you. Thank you for all the hard work that you and that's all the Rotarians over the whole of the UK do for so many charities here and abroad. And you have a great day. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.